Episode 1666, Differences Draw Us Closer.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to build a strong foundation in your marriage? You know it. It is Relationship Builders Day. Differences draw us closer. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in marriage, our attitudes become restless when our partner doesn't want the same thing. Differences, though, draw us closer, strengthening our relationship. How many times have you huffed and puffed at your spouse because of a difference? Be honest. Come on. I know you feel it. You're like, uh-huh. Maybe it already happened today. You see, opposites attract. Couples should expect that differences will be more of a norm. But for some strange reason, differences seem to take the wind out of their sails. The conversations in the head goes, you know, something like this. Well, it wasn't like this when we were dating. We did everything together. We loved the same movies. We listened to the same music. I don't understand how we got to this point. Why doesn't he get me? You know that conversation. Maybe it's been happening more often than you want to admit. When you are going after what you want, it's easier to see only what you want. But once when you get what you want, the true colors shine brighter, the differences. However, though, differences are a gift to a relationship. Think about how boring it would be to do and like everything that your spouse does. Same old would be your daily tune. Instead of complaining and whining about how your spouse doesn't like or approve or even want to go along with your suggestions, embrace the differences. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Embrace the differences. Differences can be polarizing, right? You don't like them. Why? Because they're different. And I get it. I mean, I've had conversations with my husband multiple times, and I'm like, seriously, you want to do that? You want to listen to that? Why are you listening to that? What are you watching on Netflix? Why would you do this? Okay, we all have that, right? And it's a daily interference in our life. Yet, when your focus is not on the difference, but the heart from which it comes, the acceptance of the difference becomes tolerable. You and your spouse have differences that need to be shared and embraced. Even if you didn't have this in your vows, you need it in your vows. And you need to tell yourself, this is part of my everyday. This is part of how I build a stronger foundation, which means what? Work. Yes, marriage takes work. It's not easy, but you can do it. And you also have to be willing to do what? Embrace the differences. So how do you do it? What does it look like? Well, number one, celebrate the differences. Instead of attacking your spouse with negative and condescending reactions, be on the offensive. This is allowing you to expose the strength of your partner. Believe it or not, your strengths are your own differences. So what you see as right, what he sees as right, or vice versa, those are actual strengths. Why? Because go back to the original, opposites attract. You have what in your marriage? A better balance. Because if you liked everything, you would be walking lopsided. You look a little funny as a couple. You can't walk on even ground if you like absolutely everything. Because something's going to be missing in your marriage. So celebrate the differences. Don't always attack because you don't agree or you don't like something that your spouse does. Celebrate them. Be inquisitive. I love that word, inquisitive. So when he says, oh, hey, how about we listen to Bon Jovi. And you're like, Bon Jovi? Who's Bon Jovi? I haven't heard of Bon Jovi in forever. Okay, if you don't know who Bon Jovi is, Google him. He's a singer from way back, more rock style, a little more heavy. Maybe that's not your style. But instead of saying, well, I don't like that kind of music, it's not real soulful, at least what I consider soulful. And then he comes back and replies, oh, but honey, if you listen, man, Bon Jovi's got it. He's always had it for years. You just got to go back and listen to this stuff. I mean, it's all heart. Then ask questions, be inquisitive. Say, well, what is it about his music? Tell me one song that you like the most. You know what you're doing? You're dating your spouse again. Therefore, what happens? Differences begin to fade and you find what? Common ground. So celebrate the differences. Number two, play on the same team. You're not going against each other. You're not an opponent. You are on the same team. So value what your spouse has to say, even if you don't agree. And I get it. When it's a heated discussion, it's very hard to do. So sometimes you, one of the partners, whether it's you or your spouse, you have to say, okay, time out. I'm not in the position right now to have this discussion. Can we table it and come back at a later time? When you both agree on that you're not in the right mindset, then that allows you to take some respite from the craziness, allows you to calm down, so you use sweeter words, and then it allows you to come back in and say, okay, I want to hear what you have to say. And then you can actually listen and not just assume. Assumptions get us into trouble. So listen with the two ears that God gave you. So number one, celebrate the differences. Number two, play on the same team. And finally, number three, find the common ground. When two people have differences, commonalities can still be found. But you have to open up your eyes and your heart. Most of what we see in differences is, hey, you don't see it the way I do. If you don't see it the way I do, well, then obviously you don't know me. Okay, come on. That's the attitude, right? That's what we do, whether it's our favorite color, our favorite meal, our favorite restaurant, maybe our favorite, you know, towels or sheets that you use, whatever it is. Maybe you prefer a smaller TV versus him wanting a big TV or vice versa, right? But you've got to find common ground. You may want a smaller TV. He may want a bigger one, but guess what? You both want to watch TV. So maybe instead of bickering about which size you need to look at some other attributes that are within the TVs that you're purchasing. That will do and switch it up a little bit. Then it's not about, I want the man cave of a 96 huge inch TV in this little room that's basically the size of the wall. And you're like, but I would like to hang some pictures around the TV, right? Okay, this is real life stuff here. So you've got to find the common ground. Open your eyes and your heart. You can strengthen your relationship even when differences appear. And if you're like, oh, we don't have differences, then you need to think again. Because there are differences on a daily basis. It could be simple, stupid stuff. You could have differences on how to pay off a bill, for goodness sake. So what is it for you? What gets under your skin with your spouse when it comes to differences? You probably could think of it immediately. You've probably already thought of three things. Maybe some things are very basic. But if you take a step back for a minute and go through and say, okay, how can I celebrate this? What is some goodness in this difference? How can I play on the same team? Can I, you know, really, how can I make him my friend and not the enemy? You want to befriend him. You don't want to push and push and push away. And ultimately, you want to find the common ground. Because when you begin to find the common ground, what happens? Balance begins to come into check. And that's ultimately what you want. And does that mean that you're going to be right and he's going to be wrong? No. Does that mean that he's right and you're going to be wrong? No. What that means is that there is compromise. And you're letting each other, the two of you, come together and become one in a different situation that, no, you don't see eye to eye on, but there is common ground. If you are struggling in this, I know my husband and I, oh my goodness, years before, I would be the one, and he would tell you this, I am stubborn. Oh, my wife is so stubborn. She always wants it her way. She wants to control it. Yeah, I have admitted multiple times that I like control. I like to say, this is what we're doing and this is how we're going to do it. And yes, I like to be right. Am I always right? Oh, no. But in our relationship, way before we had our tornado, this is something that I know he struggled with in regards to me. Because I wanted to be right. I wanted it my way. And we had differences. Now, my reasoning of differences is, well, I just know better because I'm around the kids. Or I just know this because I've tried it and I've done it this way for 5 years. So why change it? Just because now all of a sudden you're interested and now we should do it your way. I mean, I always had a comeback answer. So I needed to step back a little bit and realize that, whoa, this is really kind of putting a twist and a wrench in a relationship that didn't need to occur. And I needed to stop and say, you know what? He can have some control. And guess what? That frees me up. And it's an awesome feeling. Because guess what? If something goes wrong, it's his fault. Woohoo! For once, I'm not to blame. So see, differences are a good thing. It can strengthen a marriage. And yes, I know you probably are thinking, but I don't know that we could ever get over certain things. No, you may not be able to get over them, but you can get through them. You can find what you need. And if you're struggling, if you're having difficulties in this, I would be so honored to champion beside you, to walk with you in this journey. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a coaching call for you, a free gift. This is not anything that says, oh my gosh, you know, I want you to help me with absolutely everything and I'm going to pay you my life savings. No, it's my gift to you at no charge, a coaching call with me. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We'll set up a time to chat. I know what it's like. And yes, can you overcome some of this stuff? Most definitely. And you can learn how to embrace the differences. Marriage is a lot of work. Most people do not realize it's a full-time job. And when they say, well, I already work a full-time job, and then I have kids, and then now I am told that marriage is a full-time job, take a deep breath. You could have an incredible relationship, but you have to be willing to put in the work. So strengthen your relationship and embrace your differences. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.